Time to put one up on the green, as it were, and our conversation continues with Lowell Weaver. Lowell is the general manager of the Medalist. Beautiful course on End Drive, and not too far from Turkeyville. We got to get this weather squared around, because something funny about your business and what Dennis Hodges, our meteorologist, has to say about a forecast, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. He actually will make the decision for golfers whether they play golf or not. If he says it's going to rain, they won't show up no matter what happens. If he says it's going to be sunny, they'll show up even if it starts raining. So we really depend on what he says.
Once they've made the commitment, they're coming out.
Exactly.
You know, we do have a couple of big gift-giving holidays straight ahead. Mother's Day, of course, and Father's Day. And a question that we had this week, for the golfer, somebody wants to buy a gift, and maybe they want to buy balls, a sleeve of balls, or a box of balls. Now, we see the marketing and the advertising from the big names, and then there's those others on the bottom of the display. Is there really a big difference to Joe Golfer in the top line and maybe some of the lesser lines?
Yeah, actually, there is a big difference in the golf balls. It doesn't mean that one is better or worse than for you just because of the price. You have the top line balls, the Pro V ones from Titleist you hear about all the time. You have the Callaway Razor balls. You've got the Nikes. You know, they all have a top line ball, but they also all make a smaller or lower end ball, and it really depends on your swing. Like, for instance, if you don't swing over 95 miles per hour with your driver, a Pro V1 is not going to do you any good,
okay,
even though it's a more expensive golf ball. There again, if you swing over 95 miles per hour, you aren't going to want to get a Bridgestone E6 because that's for a slower swing, and you'll compress it too much, and it won't work for you. So it really depends on your swing and what ball is best for you. You also have some people like to have a lot of spin on the ball, and so they want to get one that will spin more. And some people want to get more roll to get more distance. And so obviously you wouldn't want to get one that spins. So it isn't necessarily the price of the ball makes it better for you. It's what you're looking for and what type of swing that you have will decide what you should get.
How would someone find out the speed of their swing?
There's a few different ways. There's a lot of facilities nowadays that they can, you know, you go to a lot of the demo days that are around. They're free. You can hit all kinds of different golf clubs. Actually Bridgestone is going to a lot of demo days and having you fit for golf balls too, which is kind of cool. But really, you can go to any of these demo days and just pick up a club and swing it. And most of them will have a monitor to just tell you how fast you're swinging.
Well, I guess it's the final piece of the puzzle, because we work so hard to get the right club. We work so hard to get the right shoe. We work so hard to get the right glove. All of this, now it seems particularly appropriate that we match the ball with the way that you swing.
Yeah, I think the ball is just as important as every other part of the golf club. You know, the club, the swing, everything comes together. But if you have everything great and you hit the wrong golf ball, you're not going to get the results you're looking for.
Speaking of the wrong golf ball, you know, some of us who play at golf, there's a big difference between playing golf and playing at golf. And sometimes, boy, we'll get a chunk in a ball, and the purists will say, oh, you got to get rid of that. Does having a nick, a cut, a slice, or something in the ball that's still playable, is that a big deal?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. Because it's funny, if you go to the driving range and you hit a range ball and you see when it's got a little nick on it, you'll see it flying through the air. It does a little knuckling up in the air.
Okay.
I mean, the golf ball is so aerodynamic these days that you get something that makes it just a little out of whack, and it'll fly differently.
Okay. So if you're one of those chaps who slices or something along that line, and you happen to hit a wonky ball, that could indeed make that situation even more aggravated.
Yeah, it could make it a lot worse. And then also you have the putting. I mean, you know, the good thing is, if you have a nick on your golf ball and you miss it, you can blame it on the nick. But it might not roll. If it's not completely round, it'll roll a little goofy on the greens for you.
Yeah, that's something to consider. You know, you spend so much time getting those pool table smooth, and then you get up there and maybe you got a bump or a lump that's going to throw that ball off, and you've just wasted a good shot.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about upcoming events at the Medalist. Anything on the calendar that our listeners might want to jump in on?
Right now, we just have just open golf for a few weeks. We've got the Alaska Great Lakes Project coming up in a couple of weeks to send all the eighth graders from Marshall schools to Alaska.
Okay.
It's an event coming up. We also have Marshall Junior Football has an outing coming up. The main thing we have right now, it is May, so we do a lot of different specials and things like that. And we have on our website, it's just the Medalist Golf Club, or just themedalist.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have on there, we have internet specials, we call it. You just go there and you can book tee times for reduced rates and things just to come out there and get your feet wet until we get into the summer.
And speaking of special deals on the internet, you go to our website, WBCKFM.com, click on the Steals and Deals link, look for the offer from the Medalist, Nine and Dine at half price. It is a wonderful meal and fun combination. Well, Lowell, thanks for taking time with us. Talk a little golf this morning, and we'll invite you listeners to join Lowell and his staff at the Medalist.
Sounds great.